Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesian.
My son goes to a Hebrew school where they've been practicing active shooter drills and lockdown drills, which I find confronting and scary.
Halo pendengar, kita berjumpa kembali dalam SBS Examines. Dalam episode Understanding Hate atau Memahami Kebencian kali ini, kita akan melihat bagaimana dampak antisemitisme terhadap masyarakat Australia dewasa ini.
It can be assaults or physical violence against Jews. It can be the intimidation of Jews and Jewish life.
Naomi Kaltman adalah seorang perempuan Yahudi Ortodoks yang tinggal di Melbourne. Ia mengatakan rasa takut di komunitasnya meningkat sejak serangan pada 7 Oktober 2023.
I think it's polarized a lot of people, and I think it's turbocharged attacks on Jews, where people use a conflict halfway around the world to target Jewish people and Jewish institutions, even here in Australia.
Naomi mengatakan bahwa orang-orang Yahudi pada umumnya lebih waspada menyusul adanya pemberitaan tentang insiden-insiden antisemit yang mendapat sorotan publik.
In any synagogue across Melbourne, there will be an armed guard outside just to protect the congregants. And it's quite upsetting to live like this, and I've gotten used to it, but I don't accept that this is how Jewish people should live in this country.
Banyak warga Yahudi Australia yang merupakan keturunan dari para penyintas Holocaust. Bagi mereka, serangan baru-baru ini membangkitkan rasa trauma lintas generasi.
If that's kind of in your cultural DNA, when there is a situation like we've seen, you are going to be extremely heightened to any suggestions that being Jewish places you in danger in a way.
Itu tadi adalah David Slucky, direktur dari Pusat Peradaban Yahudi Australia atau Australian Centre for Jewish Civilization di Monash University. Kita telah mendengar lebih banyak tentang antisemitisme di Australia, tetapi masih ada perdebatan tentang bagaimana sebenarnya mendefinisikan bentuk kebencian ini.
Most people would think of antisemitism as simply the hatred of Jews or racism against Jews.
David mengatakan, memisahkan antisemitisme dari kritik terhadap negara Israel dan pemerintahannya bisa menjadi hal yang rumit. PBB dan ICC telah menuduh negara Israel melakukan pelanggaran hak asasi manusia dan kejahatan perang.
It is certainly not antisemitic to criticize the Israeli government or the Israeli state for its actions. Where things can get a bit dicey is around the question of how you conceive of Israel's existence. Many would argue it is inherently antisemitic to oppose the existence of Israel. And I guess there's something to that insofar as, you know, what's the alternative? Without an answer to that, it can easily look that way, that you are not giving Jews the rights that you ascribe to others.
Tanpa konsensus tentang definisi antisemitisme, beberapa pihak mengatakan sulit untuk memperoleh gambaran yang jelas tentang apa yang sebenarnya terjadi. Dr. Nama Karlin, sosiolog di UNSW dan juga anggota eksekutif dari Dewan Yahudi Australia atau Jewish Council of Australia, mengatakan banyak laporan yang mencampur kritik terhadap negara Israel dengan antisemitisme.
So it's really difficult to actually try and measure an increase in antisemitism over the past few years. What we do know is that there is a rise in social incohesion. Across the board, people in Australia are feeling discriminated against and marginalized.
Nama mengatakan dirinya telah menjadi sasaran antisemitisme dan sifat serangan tersebut telah berubah belakangan ini.
A few years ago, it was mostly right-wing neo-Nazis, you know, messaging, DMing, emailing. And it has changed recently. The nature of the attacks have been more around my public comments around Palestine and Israel. I was at a Palestine rally and I spoke at this rally and someone walked in front of me and did the Sieg Heil motion. That's anti-Semitic. This is the kind of new anti-Semitism that we're seeing.
Hampir tiga minggu yang lalu, sebuah sinagoga di Melbourne Timur menjadi sasaran dari aksi yang diduga sebagai serangan pembakaran saat ada orang-orang yang berada di dalamnya. Tidak ada yang terluka, pendengar, namun masyarakat terguncang dengan terjadinya insiden tersebut.
So it's not what happened, but what could have happened, and that's the trauma that our community's feeling at the moment, but on the other hand, we're feeling so much love and support.
Berbicara dalam sebuah pertemuan lintas agama beberapa hari kemudian, Rabbi David Gutnick mendesak masyarakat untuk tidak kehilangan harapan.
Somebody mumbled a quote from Zechariah into my ear as I left synagogue this morning. He said, "Ud mutzal me'esh." It means something is stronger when it's been forged through fire. That's what we're hoping this event is. A strengthening of Melbourne forged through an act of fire.
Sementara Naomi Kaltman mengatakan meskipun sebagian besar orang tidak bersikap antisemit, sebagai seorang Yahudi, memperoleh kata-kata dukungan yang aktif dapat menjadi hal yang menenangkan.
If you have a Jewish friend, perhaps just check in with them. It's been a really tough almost 2 years for Jewish people living in Australia. So to know that you stand with them, you are against antisemitism and you want them to feel welcome in this country would be really reassuring.
SBS Examines episode ini pendengar diproduksi oleh Nick Sombolis dan dibawakan oleh Tia Arda untuk SBS Indonesia. Untuk mengetahui informasi lainnya, Anda dapat mengunjungi sbs.com.au/sbsexamines.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.